Sulphur Springs High School Principal Josh Williams and High School College and Career Readiness Director Jenny Arledge made a presentation to the school board on Monday night dealing with five career paths students may follow beginning in the eighth grade. I talked more about the plan with Principal Williams Friday morning.
House Bill 5 came along and it gives us a new graduation plan. And part of that new graduation plan we're to offer what are called endorsements to students. And those endorsements are within each, and there are five of them. I have them here in front of me. One of them is called STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. There's business and industry. There's arts and humanities, public service, and then what's called multidisciplinary studies, which is kind of a generalist. But the idea is within each of those, we create coherent sequences of courses here that fall into one of those areas so that we can answer the question, whatever a student's interested in and where his or her strengths lie, you know, what's your major in high school? You know, if we have a student that's interested in mathematics or in nursing or in welding, we're working to get away from, you know, you come to high school and you try this and you try that, and maybe we've got another class, maybe we don't, where if a student determines that's what he or she wants, we have it designed and laid out for them where we can give them a full four-year taste of that, ideally in a situation where when they graduate from high school, we're working toward industry certifications and things like that. So if they want to go to college, we intend to put them in that position, but maybe they want to go ahead and just go to work and support a family and things like that. So it's our goal to put them in the best position possible to do that. So that's where all this comes from. It's about career and college readiness.
Mm-hmm. It all starts in the eighth grade, I guess, where they'll kind of be asked to figure out, you know, what they might want to, what path or what their ultimate goal might be at that point.
Yes, sir, that's right. The high school has a class at the middle school now. It's called High School Success. And over the course of that year, nearly all eighth graders are in it, almost all. Over the course of that class, the eighth graders get a survey of the different career and college path type areas we have here at the high school. They learn about, for example, what we do in our nursing program and health program. They learn what we do out in the welding program or the horticulture program. There's so many different areas that we have. In fact, we've got 31 different strands within those five different endorsement areas. So they get a survey. They get a taste of all of those. You know, to expose them to here's what you could look at, talk about what it is, what do you like. And then in the spring, we do an interest inventory to find out, okay, you've seen what we have, you know, what fires you up? What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. So we take that exposure that we give them with the interest inventory, and then our counselors in the spring, like we did last year, we'll do the same this year, they go over to the middle school and we partner with middle school counselors, those teachers, and we invite the parents there to work with the kids to develop a four-year plan. So when they come to the high school as freshmen, they don't just have a freshman schedule. They have a four-year plan that's designed on not only what the state requires that they take, but what they want. And the beauty of that is, you know, not every eighth grader knows what he or she wants, or if they do, that could change. It's flexible as well. It's just we want to begin with the end in mind based on what students want, given what we can offer them. Hopefully to inspire them to take that further. So basically it's about getting more organized to meet students' needs. Mm-hmm.
It is flexible enough, though, if you know, you're not in a intractable thing where you're pointed toward a health career or something like that, and all of a sudden you're struck by the knowledge that you really want to be a policeman after all. You know, mm-hmm. there's enough wiggle room that you're able to kind of move around once you get started.
Of course, absolutely. You know, we don't tell students, you know, well, you said you wanted to be a welder, so we're going to make you weld for 4 years. No, absolutely not. Now, there are some courses we have to take. You know, there are math courses and English courses and things like that. But I changed my major in college three or four times because, you know, even in my late teens, early 20s, you know, I didn't know. But every time I did that, they set out a plan before me that, all right, if you want to be an engineer now or a medical doctor now or a lawyer now, mm-hmm. here's what you need to do. So there again, every time I started again, beginning with the end in mind. So, you know, if a student takes a couple years and they're on that welding track and they decide they want to become a medical doctor or something else, we can pull in more heavier sciences and health and anatomy and physiology and things like that, at least for the 2 years that remain.
KSST News.